with my my other program. I just happened to think about that. Just because, just for those of you who are just tuning in, we're going to start the show over again. It's a news according to me. It's news according to me. There you go. There we go. There you go. Anyway, yeah, okay, what, enough of that. We have the show this morning. It was supposed to be live. I was going to go from the worldwide headquarters here in Indiana. However, that didn't work out too well. We had the vomiting dog this morning, and so I ended up with the studio version of the show this morning. So I've got this extra webcam over here that I'm going to use. I have a couple of these that I can set up for, you know, over here and over there. This way you can look at my cup. I can put my cup here and you can look at it. It's not really well lit though, so I'm about to figure that out. But we have, hopefully, as the show progresses here, the plan was to have some video in the background and do some other things. I've got 500 million things to do this week. And of course, the truck was supposed to be an easy fix. It's always supposed to be an easy fix, and it never is. If the bolts would have just came out trying to change the transmission pan, oil pan on my 20-year-old Dodge Dakota. And of course, all the bolts were coming out just fine, except for one. And then all of a sudden, then there was another one, and then there was another one. There's 15 bolts in this thing, and I'm down to three now. Yesterday, I worked for several hours trying to get these three bolts out. Time for the grinder. It's going to go all in at this thing, and then I'm going to just have to drill them out. And I tried an extractor that broke off in the one bolt. I'm going to do that again. That was a lot of fun. So anyway, in my cup, let's talk about more positive things here this morning. What's in my cup? I have in my cup, which you can see here on the video. I'll do the side shot because that's a little easier to see. Well, it's darker though. I don't know if it's necessarily easier to see, but I get some different lighting in here for that. That's the cup cam. We're going to call that the cup cam. Because you can see for those of you who are listening and not watching, too bad. You can't see the cup. But the world famous What's in My Cup, News According to Me cup. In my backup cup, I have the last remaining bit of my homemade sweet tea, peach tea. It's still pretty good. It's kind of watered down now. It's had a lot of ice in it. But I'll be making some more fresh tea, I hope, today. That's the plan. Good news is one of our vehicles, our motorhome, is fixed. Well, you know, it's 30 years old, so it's always something. There's a list, but every year it's something. Last year, I think it was a refrigerator, and it wasn't running right last year. Tinkled around with it all year last year. Took it to Virginia. It was running terribly. It was in the shop most of the year after that. And then, of course, stored it for the winter and then got it out. This spring, I was going to use it for this Virginia trip that we just took. And, of course, lo and behold, I thought it was a fuel issue. I thought, well, we'll just solve this fuel issue and it'll be gone. We can just use it. As I was tinkering around with that, I was looking for the fuel lines. I was tracing them back. I was going to try to figure out what are we doing wrong here with the fuel line? Something's getting clogged. Fuel line's collapsing. Something's happening here. No, that wasn't it at all. It was just because it would drive along, like 65, 70 miles an hour. And the next thing, it's doing 40 with no change in anything. It wasn't like the engine was trying too hard or the transmission was doing anything different. It just slowed down. It took a foot off the gas. Like there was no power there. And I didn't notice any, smoke or anything coming out the back or nothing like that. It's a diesel, of course. Of course it is. So I was looking for the fuel lines and checking things out back there. Because I know there's a vacuum control system as well as it's electromechanical, a lot of electromechanical stuff. It doesn't have as much of the computerized stuff as we have now. So there's not as many codes. I wasn't getting any kind of code. And I even had a diesel guy look at it last year, and he couldn't figure it out. Well, strangely enough, I found a rather large crack in the turbocharger, in the magnesium aluminum side of the turbocharger, not the hot end. That's the cast iron part. The it was on the other side, cold air part intake. So we weren't getting. It's basically the compressor side. So there was no compression. It would heat up. I think the bearings probably got hot. Whatever was going on in there, slowed down. Whatever was going on, just wasn't doing its thing. And so, several thousand dollars later, several. It's running fine now. So I'm going to loan it out to a friend of mine. Let him test it out before we even get a chance to use it. I'm glad somebody's going to use it anyway, because it's been sitting around too long. So that thing's going to be used this weekend. We're going to go take it. We're not taking it. This friend of mine's taking it to a skydiving thing or something. I know what he's doing. We've got a little trip we're taking this weekend. And over to Chi-Town. And we're probably going to spend the night on the boat one of those nights. Be back here on Monday. Next week's shows, I believe I have to return back to work on Thursday. I think Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure which. And needless to say, I don't know what my schedule is going to be like the rest of this month. So it's going to be interesting. The shows this week should be fairly normal. I've got some things going on the rest of the week, tomorrow and Friday. I'll try to have a live show, but this one's going to be posted as a video show, probably on Rumble, maybe possibly on YouTube. We'll see how that works out. YouTube is so ridiculous now. I just don't even know how I'm going to do that. But meantime, we'll figure it out. Well, let's get into the show. We have, let's take a sip of tea. We got to take a sip of the sweet tea. Get that, get the old pipes warmed up. We have, again, more and more things are happening now. They cannot, there's getting to the point where they can't deny anymore that the LA riots are escalating. They're worse than ever. They were throwing firebombs off of bridges yesterday during a live broadcast where they were trying to tell us that there was no, that this was, oh, this isn't a problem, this isn't a problem. And then we find out that basically, during the broadcast, people are looking at this and they realize, they could tell, the reporters are realizing, hey, this is really out of control. The thing that gets me about this whole thing, of course, they're blaming it on Trump. Well, Trump is escalating it. Trump is escalating it. By sending in these troops, he's escalated. No, the areas where the troops have gone in, there's nothing going on. Nothing. It is a complete change in the situation. Now, there's 500 Marines that have been deployed. Now, you have to understand, their rules of engagement, they haven't given us the rules of engagement or anything. This is under Title 10. Look, under Title 10, President Trump can do whatever he wants to with the National Guard. Now, what he can't do is have them do an illegal action. He can have them deploy anywhere he wants to. That's just the way Title 10 works. The key is, what are the rules of engagement? Now, the rules of engagement are they are there to protect federal workers. Completely within his bounds to do so. He's not there to attack citizens. He's not there to, he's not declaring war against anybody at all. They are there to protect. And what we're not being told, of course, is that the majority of these raids, one of the raids, the main major raid that happened out there, was a raid that was in effect, it was basically a large drug cartel that they were taken down. It was operating within, Los Angeles. It was a whole different. It wasn't even immigration thing issue. It was just a criminal action that was going on. They were trying to get that rounded up, and that was where the first protests started. Protests, if you want to call them that. I saw this thing on social media, of course, and it was. About these masks that were being delivered, gas masks. I think they're called Armor or something. I don't know. what they were called. They're some pretty high tech face. They're like a gas mask type thing, and so, it looks like it's actually designed for just the very thing of street fighting like this, protesting. So this is to help them with the tear gas issue. The news media is making the protesters out to be some kind of heroes, and you know, they're the freedom fighters. Freedom fighters, basically what they don't say that, but that's what they're acting like. And of course, it's making the Democrats look extremely ridiculous. What Scott Jennings said a while back is this whole thing about the 80-20 issues. You know, most Americans are 80% in on the whole illegal immigration issue, and we got to get this thing straightened out. We got to get these people out. Got to get this system has to be dealt with. We can't continue to, you know, it's not sustainable to keep doing this. They've got to come in here legally. Now, what Biden should have done is tried to get legislation passed. If he wanted more people to come in, they should have. Let's allow, instead of allowing 1.2 million people legally to come into the country every year, let's change it to 3 million people or 4 million. Whatever he wanted to do, do it through legislation. Do it through normal change. Instead of this whole thing of doing it through, let's just let them come, you know, overrun the borders, and we'll deal with it later. To me, that just seems, that's insanity. Because now you don't know who's here. Of course, it opened up this whole avenue for not only drug trade, but human trafficking, child slavery. There's children being abducted and just brought over here. We know pretty solid evidence that there's 100,000 of them that have been brought over. If you know, it's kind of like. If you see one, there's probably 10. So there's probably a lot more that got across the border, the gotaways, that were never seen or never counted. How many of those came into the country? For every one that they can track down, there's probably three or four that they didn't track down. Estimates are that there's 300,000 of them that were missing. They've located or at least identified 100,000 of those. Children, we're talking children. Kids under the age of 18. That just can't be good. You know, but how many of those children are going to homes that will care for them and educate them, make sure that they're, you know, productive members of society and that they have a good, safe, well-fed environment. Right? It's just, and it's all because of Joe Biden's policy. I say Joe Biden, his administration, his policy. I read the list of lies yesterday. Democrats' list of lies, everything that they've told us all this time. It scratches the surface, but you know that if they're lying to us about all of these things, every single thing that they said that was the total opposite of what they said. How many different things? So how are we supposed to just turn right around and just give them give credibility right back to them? Here you go. You fooled me again. Okay, I'll believe you this time. Oh, I'll fool me again. I think I read off at least 15 things in the last few years that they've just, and every day it's the same thing. They are adamant. If Donald Trump says something, they choose the opposite side and they are adamant. They'll go to their, they'll just die on that hill to deny Trump any, to say that he's lying. It is truly a derangement, psychotic issue that these people have. And I don't, there's no, and I don't know what it is that triggers them so badly, other than the fact that they have drummed themselves up into this idea that Trump is some kind of monster. They started to believe their own lies, started to believe their own ideas about this guy. Oh, he's a fascist. He's a fascist. He's a fascist. You know, every time Bernie Sanders, back in 2020 elections? I think it was 2020 elections, or maybe it was after the 2016 election, whatever it was. Every time Bernie Sanders would get interviewed, every time, he would always say, very first thing out of his mouth, for like 2 months, Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Really? Okay. So he just kept repeating that. Then we had this time we have the oligarchies. It's oligarchy. It's an oligarchy. They started a tour. How much money did they spend? Well, they didn't spend any money. They made a lot of money on that tour. I guarantee you Bernie Sanders and AOC didn't spend any of their own money on that tour. I guarantee you that they made money on that tour. But there was money spent from the coffers of the givers, or the, you know, what they do is they have, you know, little guys giving all the time, but it's the big fish that are giving to that stuff. All the money that comes in from the NGOs, that's what pays for all that stuff. And of course, then Bernie flies around on a corporate jet. Well, you know, any kind of campaign, anybody knows. I got 30,000 people waiting on me. I got 30,000 people. I can't be sitting in line at a commercial airline. Anybody who does a campaign knows that. Yeah, well, most people who do a campaign don't protest against carbon footprint stuff. I'm carbon offsetting. I'm carbon offsetting. I offset my carbon. He offsets his carbon. In other words, he pays somebody off. I plant a tree. I paid for planting trees. I planted 4 trees for that trip. Offset my carbon. Which, you know, trees that would have been planted anyway. The whole thing is such a scam. It's all about bilking you for more money and then making you feel good about yourself. I have a zero carbon footprint, and therefore the weather will never change. It's always going to stay the same. Because if I exhale too much today, the planet's going to heat up an extra degree, and people are going to die. They're at the point now where they can track every individual household from sky. They, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but they actually have satellites now in place, or the technology in place. I don't know if they're not actually using this, but it's available. This is where they're going with this. They want to be able to look at a region, see all the different parcels of land. They can divide it all up, and they can see what kind of carbon footprint your property puts off, wherever you're living. And of course, you will be. And of course, the whole push for this is to get everybody to be a renter society. They don't want anybody owning land, owning property. That's all, you know. Let the BlackRock people, you know, put up with all that, do all that stuff. Let them take care of all that. And you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, because we're telling you to be happy, so you're just going to be happy. You're going to be happy with whatever life they hand you, basically, is what it amounts to. And it's going to be a caste society. It will be, once you're in that, you'll have no way out of it. You are the working class, and that's what you are. It is a caste system. You are cast into, you are born into a system, and you can't get out of that. You are born into this place in society, and that's where you'll stay. Or you can go down, but you can't never go up. You know, one in a billion might go up. And I guarantee you, everybody will live just above the poverty level. It'll be great. Look at me. Look. I can just sit back and do nothing if I want to. I can just do whatever I want. I can be a content creator. I'm getting a minimum living wage. What for doing what? That is so antithetical to the American experiment, the whole thing of liberty. It's gone. I just saw a meme the other day, a lion in a cage. And the caption said, there's a lion in a cage in one picture, and then the other picture had a lion out in the wild, laying in a grass field, king of the jungle kind of thing, king of the desert, whatever, king of his domain. The one lion was in a cage, and he was given security, didn't have to worry about anything, free healthcare, and all the food he needed to eat. Water, food, healthcare, security. Because he's in a cage. Great way to live. There are people who want to live like that. Well, they don't want the cage, but they want everything else. They'll complain about the cage. They'll protest about the cage. But everything else, they want. And they want it from the people. I don't know what I just heard. It's kind of a weird sound. They want it from the people who are out there on the range they want them to go hunt, do their hunting, provide for their health care, and do everything else. That's the way that works. We'll see how it works. I have time for a sip of chai. It just has to happen. The camera tells me it's time for chai. The other thing that's happening, of course, we're totally, you know, Greta Thunberg. This is actually kind of funny and it's kind of not. What happened with Greta recently? She starts off with this. Supposedly has an armada. Now, if there would have been more than one ship. It's very difficult to find any pictures of more than one boat in this whole thing. I have a hard time believing that there's more. Maybe there's two or three. I think they have some ships that were going that were actually not sailboats. That's what the problem was. They never wanted to put those into any kind of press releases. The only one I ever saw was they're always taking pictures from another boat. Some video, like not always, but I mean, they had video from another boat of the ship that she was on, but they never showed any other boat that I can't find any. Maybe there are some out there. If you know of someone, please, some other pictures out there, please send me a link. You can send it to the hotline right here at 812-379-8778. You can call, text, you can send pictures. I think you can send pictures. I don't know. I've never ever tried that. I'm sure you can send a link on the text messages via your phone, your little communication device. However, if you don't have a phone, or if you just have a computer, or if you don't, you've got an iPad, whatever you got, go to google.com/voice and type in that number, 812-379-8778. You can send whatever you want to that location. You can leave a voicemail or you can send a text. If you send a voicemail, let me know on the voicemail whether or not you want your voice mail put on the show, or what part of it you want to put on the show. If you ask a question, I'll probably just put that part on the show. I won't put your name on unless you can give me an alias. That's fine. We can do it. That's not to be your real name. If it's, you know, Morgamer Schnerd, I'll just say Morgamer Schnerd. But if you don't want your name put, that's fine. I won't do that. In fact, I won't know your name if you don't say it. The Google has you put your name in. I think it's just as a reference, but it's not. You don't have to put your own name in there. It's just to say your name or whatever. So just do that. Send me a picture of any other boats that went along with Greta Thunberg. I want to talk about the way she talks. I sometimes on this show, I do a lot of voiceover work. I don't know if you can tell by the environment here behind me in this video. So if you're not listening, you probably don't know. But the in a world where I have Greta, the way she talks, her accent, of course, she has a very thick accent. I think she's Swedish. I think I hope that's Norway, Netherlands. I don't know which, where she's from. Some European thing. But it's, she has this kind of broken way of speaking. And of course, on every video that they have her on, they try to keep making her look like a child. She still looks like a 13-year-old child. She's 22 years old, as far as I know. She might be turning 23 years old soon. She's a young adult. And yet they still make her look like she's some grade school kid, which in and of itself is kind of deceptive. But that's, you know, they want to make it look like the children are fighting for us, for their future. What would she say? You have stolen my dreams. How dare you? So we have this whole thing, but the way she talks when she's communicating, and she kind of, the way she bounces and she says things, it's a very staccato, very planned out thing that she says when she does a video. I don't know how many times she has to do takes and stuff. She might just be natural at it. She might just do one take and be done. I don't know. I doubt that. The whole thing is a production, and of course they decide they're going to go to Gaza with love and solidarity. And of course they're flying a Gazan flag the whole time. I guess they think that that's going to get them in. You know, Hamas is going to ignore them because they're coming in with all this aid that they're bringing in, all 20, 25 pounds of it or whatever it was they had. And of course, there's a blockade there. And of course, Israel is controlling the area because they're at war. So they commandeer the boat. Of course, she says they were kidnapped. If you're seeing this video, that means that we've been kidnapped by the IDF. They weren't kidnapped. They were commandeered because they tried to attempt to go through a blockade that was a war zone. Israel. For whatever reason, you can make your own, you know, make up whatever you want to, but they just don't want ships going in and out of that area. First of all, they don't want people supplying Hamas with weapons and that whatnot. They have to keep that area secure. The other thing is they don't want somebody else, you know, accidentally drifting into that area and then, you know, bad things happen to them. Now, what's kind of funny about this? Funny, ha ha. I don't know. they decided to let Greta and her whole group watch unedited video of what happened on October 7th. It will be interesting to see how Greta comes out of this when she sees what happened there. Now, keep in mind, 9/11, we lost almost 3,000 people. The attacks in October, a couple years ago, from Hamas on Israel. The thing that makes them much more horrific is that it wasn't just a couple of events, a couple of things that happened that led to so many deaths. It was multiple atrocities committed by many, many people, hundreds of individuals, who killed over 1,000 people. That's in one day, plus the whole thing of taking hostages, the whole thing. It was more than just an attack. It was more than just what they called punch in the nose from some of the countries that were involved in the celebration of 9/11. They considered a punch in the nose. This was just a punch in the nose to America for all the things you've done over here. Well, okay, it's more than a punch in the nose. And of course, you have some of our very well-esteemed Congress people.
Some people did something.
Just some people did something. Wasn't a big deal. No big whoop. So that's the way they see this stuff. And of course, anybody who's crazy enough to die doing it, or just a kamikaze type style idea of this whole thing, is what really I think is probably the most upsetting about the whole thing, I guess. It's just, it says something about the mentality, the mindset, and the commitment that these people have, which is out of control. But the the whole thing, I guess that hopefully Greta comes out of this understanding a little bit better about what Israel's mission is. She's never called them up. She's never talked to people in Israel. She's never talked to any ambassadors in Israel. She's never talked to any leaders in Israel. She's simply taken aside. Of course, this was after she did the whole thing with climate change. And then there was something in between there. What was it? Was it the George Floyd thing? I think she was doing something with BLM or some kind of human rights thing. And of course, then it turned into, now she's all about Gaza. She's just the, you know, flavor of the day, whatever the conquest for the protesters are. And it's, again, what are they trying to accomplish here? What are they trying to change? They're not trying to change hearts and minds. This whole thing is part of a playbook. And there's a couple of different organizations that they've tracked down that are behind some of this stuff. There's now this whole thing with getting back to the gas mask thing. Just all of a sudden, these gas masks are showing up, just being delivered to areas in the street for people to just, they're just passing them out like candy. There is some speculation that they are planning something. First of all, they're not just planning on just going away. They're hoping for escalation on this. They're hoping for, and of course, it's almost as if the Democrats' opinion of this whole thing just plays right into it. Well, no, we don't need any military. No, we don't need any National Guard coming in here. No, that's just going to escalate. That's just going to make things worse. And of course, if things get worse, then they're going to blame it on that, which is what they're doing. They're blaming it on Trump for making things worse. And I think at this point, they've politicized this whole thing. Now, if Joe Biden was in administration, if his administration was in charge, they'd be all over it. Oh, Joe Biden is he's just the most wonderful person in the world. He came in here so decisive, such decisiveness, and he just done something. You know how I think people are actually growing kind of weary. The nation has finally, I think, started to grow weary of the interior mechanisms of the Democrat way of doing things, just continually blaming Orange Man bad. I think I talked about this yesterday. My dog just laid down here behind me, and he's kind of grumbling. I don't think he likes me talking too loud. It's like, you're talking too loud. I can't sleep. They just continue to go down this road of vilifying the Trump administration, vilifying Donald Trump himself, especially. And I think people are just getting tired of it. I just the nation seems to be. Now, I don't necessarily have my finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in the world. I do have a tendency to be out among people more so than I think the normal news that's out there, news anchors who live in hair and makeup most of the day, and then they go out and read their teleprompters. But they get paid, you know, multi-figure salaries, some of them in the millions, to come out and convince people of things. And then claim all the whole time, you know, basically gaslighting, basically telling, you know, trying to convince you that, you know, what you're seeing is not what you're seeing, and what you're hearing is not what you're hearing, and you know, this is actually the way it works, and this is it's just different things like that. It's just unbelievably, I think, difficult to absorb how twisted they can become with anything that's possibly true. and how they can twist information into, spin it into what they want it to be. Now, let's talk about Ukraine here for a moment. Notice there hasn't been anything in the news cycle about Ukraine, Russia. Very little, very, very little. But the LA riots have pretty much taken over everything within the news cycle at this point. The big beautiful bill. They're finding some things in the bill that are pretty, very questionable. One of these things is there's a company called Palantir, whatever it is. I think it's PTLR on NASDAQ. But Palantir, I think it is. It is basically a company that is, it supplies CIA information. It's a military contract or a company. And it's one of its main clients is the alphabet soup organization, CIA, NSA, all these companies use them. One of the things they do, they have a system of surveillance. They're big on surveillance systems. And they supposedly now are going to turn this whole thing on the U.S. citizens and surveil U.S. people, surveil citizens. And Palantir is involved in that whole thing. And so they're trying to, they're a company that can do that. I guess they're not saying that they actually are the ones who have the contract to do it. But so there's something in this bill that allows them to do more of that without any kind of any way that states can stop it. I don't know. I just you hear things like this. We still have laws in place. We still have a constitution. I think when you hear stuff like this, well, this will give them the ability to do this. Well, it doesn't. There's still a constitutional contract as long as the Supreme Court stands up for it. And this is why it's important to have constructionists in our Supreme Court. I just realized I'm not even on the video. That's kind of weird. I've just had the news according to me thing up all this whole time. I've not even been on the video. tells you what kind of professional I am. I've been switching back and forth on these camera settings and didn't have anything actually happening there. So there we go. Now it's switching back and forth. Well, at least the audio is okay. I think. Well, I hope the audio is okay. So we're going to play this thing. But the whole thing about the Constitution, and this is where I think we have to continue to be vigilant in understanding what our constitutional rights are, holding, the Supreme Court, the SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, accountable for stuff. And how do we do that? Well, we make sure that we have good legislators involved. We have good, presidential powers need to be, as well. Anybody who's around that entire executive branch needs to be a constructionist. And it just has to be, because they can hold their feet to the fire. The legislation, Congress, they all need to understand the Constitution, not to try to subvert it. The thing that really is quite concerning is how little respect there is for our nation, but two, for the Constitution itself. Unless they want to, they just come out with the term, this is unconstitutional. Oh, he's tearing apart the Constitution. Now come out and say things like that, and yet they're the ones, exactly the ones who are doing that kind of thing. They're the ones who don't care about the Constitution. They tear it apart all the time. They try to subvert it by understanding it just enough to, or using it just enough to subvert itself. I've talked about this a lot, but Barack Obama was one of those individuals who studied the Constitution simply as a means to subvert it. In fact, when you listen to him talk about the Constitution, I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. He talks about the term, the concept, or this term of negative liberties. When you break that down, what does that actually mean? That means the Constitution says what the government can't do to you, but that doesn't say what it should do for you. It's just it's a contract of negative liberties. Negative liberties. Negative liberties. There's a really weird, why did the founders never say anything about negative? Why did they never even mention the term negative liberties? This is a term used to deconstruct the Constitution and try to subvert the Constitution. The whole purpose of the Constitution is to work out the Bill of Rights. And the whole point of the Bill of Rights is that you are an individual who has rights, and nobody can take them away from you. And due process is not legislation. They can't just put legislation in and say, well, every person who has who was born during this time should be killed. We passed it in legislation. That's due process. No, that's not due process. Can't take your life away without due process. Without you having your day in trial, on trial, your day in court, saying why they have the right to take away your right. That's just the way that works. They can't just continue to play around with this stuff. And act like it's okay. And that's what they do. That's where the Supreme Court comes in and says, if Congress passes something that's unconstitutional, it becomes the law of the land. And we find out that it's unconstitutional because someone sues or someone pushes back on it. Someone files, a civil rights case or whatever it is. And that gets pushed to the Supreme Court I think that there's, at some point, and I may actually fall on my sword on a couple of these issues. One of the issues, especially about Second Amendment stuff, the right to keep means the right to own. I have the right to own and keep a firearm and anything associated with it. The right to bear means the right to carry. And it shall not be infringed means you shall not step on that right at all. Infringement of any kind. It's not maybe not, or the states have the right to take that away. No, it shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed, shall not be impinged, shall not be impeded in any way. Now, that's the state, that's the contract with the government. If the Supreme Court's justices were purists in this whole thing, they would understand that and they would say, even the states don't have the right to take that. That this is a right that shall not be infringed, period. Not just by the federal government, but by any governmental agency, state, local, whatever it is. They've gotten away with it for a long time. There are counties and cities and states that take away your right to carry, to take away your right to bear arms. And then they sell it back to you in the form of a permit, or they just tell you can't have it. They deny your permit. How does that work? Well, I thought I had the right to... Well, it's because the states have the right. Oh, really? So the right to life and liberty, you can take those things away too, without, and then just sell it back to in the form of. How about the First Amendment? Let's talk about free speech and free and practice of religion. How about those two things? Well, you don't have this state. You can't just have your own religion. You have to have an approval from the state as to what your religion is. How would that go over? Well, you can't just say anything you want. And we're starting to hear this from Democrats. You can't just say whatever you want. You have the right to free speech as long as it's legal speech. Where does it say that? Folks, you have the right to lie through your teeth. You will face the consequences of that. But you have the right to do it. Now, if you're a part of a social media group or you're part of whatever, which is, this is why I think in some situations there's this controversy about social media, whether or not it should be public, in other words, controlled by government. People are saying it has become the town square. Well, it's not the town square. However, it is being used like a town square, where you can go out and make your little public statements, all that stuff, and then come back and see what happens with all that. See how that works out for you. But the social media company now says that they can come in and edit what you're saying. I don't think the social media companies should have as much authority as they do, or at least I would like to see them lax back on that. The reason is because they're working with some loopholes by coming in and editing people's opinions. And by editing, I just mean, you know, throttling you back or not allowing you to reach people with, if you have a certain opinion, or if you use certain words, say certain things. And by doing so, they channel the narrative. They can keep certain things in certain places and not let you step outside those boundaries. Otherwise, you'll be demonetized, or you'll be throttled, you'll be shadow banned, you'll be whatever it is that happens to you. And by doing so, they can control the narrative. But they're not editing you. It's a very subtle way of getting at you. So I don't know exactly how this is all going to pan out. Now, like places like Rumble, which is where I'm going to be posting this video, by the way. Not that it's going to be a video much of me. It's going to be a video mostly of the News According to Me sign. And for those of you who are listening, once again, call into the show. I should have put a lower thirds on this video with the phone number up. Call, text, 812-379-8778. And leave a message, leave a text, whatever you're going to do. Love to hear your opinions on all this stuff. It's just a wishy-washy Wednesday. It's just kind of wishy-washy. Thirsty Thursday tomorrow, we're going to have more chai and more sweet tea. I'm going to have a fresh batch of sweet tea. I'll be making some more sweet tea later today. It'll be with peaches put in it, and then it'll have the peach permeating throughout the evening till tomorrow morning. It's going to be almost perfect. Tomorrow morning will be almost a perfect cup of sweet peach tea. That's the plan. We'll see how it works. Today I have a dog that's sick, and not my puppy. My puppy's fine. It's the other dog that's not doing well. Probably going to have a trip to the vet, let alone all the other things I have to do with the truck. And, of course, I got to get the motorhome ready to go because buddy of mine's taking that later today, and I want to get that all cleaned up and ready for him. So got everything else done on it. I got it's running great. That's the good news. So see how that all works out. And I'm looking forward to using it the rest of the summer. I've got some vacation coming up in August, so we're going to be taking off and maybe doing something fun. Probably something will happen again, and we can't do anything for vacation. But we'll see how it works out. Worst part of it is usually when we go on vacation with the boat, I can't take the pets with us, so we can't take the dogs. The reason I got the motorhome was to take the dogs. So we can take the dogs. But that's, who knows how that's going to work. In the meantime, folks, I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, liking, responding, subscribing, downloading, whatever it is you do with this show. I don't, you know, throwing it away, burning it on the streets of, whatever you want to do. I just appreciate whatever, you know, appreciate you listening, especially if you listened this far. Again, 812-379-8778. Leave your comments, your thoughts. I'd love to hear your opinions on things. If you have questions, if you have subjects that you would like to hear discussed on the show, if you find a material that you think might be worth putting on the show. So make it about us and not about just about, it's all about me, but it can be about us. So we'll see how it works out. Yeah, we'll see it. We'll see. Anyway, God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your day. Take care, and I will see ya.